SBS Radio.
We weren't expecting it, but for us it's awesome. It's great recognition for the very hard work that not only our staff do, but also our clients do, and the commitment that they make. We're absolutely over the moon about winning the award.
You specialise in mental health, but tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Gunnedah Gunya Aboriginal Corporation is located in Gunnedah, New South Wales. We have two core businesses, one being community services, which is where our mental health stuff sits. We also are a housing provider, registered housing provider. We deliver a lot of localised programs that are co-designed and responsive to community need.
You provide, I would say, a holistic approach that not just mental health.
You know, we're not a service where you ring up today and make an appointment. We come and see you in a month. It's there and then responsive. We try and go back to the core roots of issues.
Yeah.
Start working from there.
Yeah. And you specialize in working with people who have actually been in and out of incarceration.
So people that are at risk of being incarcerated.
Yeah.
So we've broadened the scope a little bit. And also people who may be having their first negative encounter with the law. So we provide them with information, advice, referrals, family case management, psychology.
Yeah.
Specialist consultants, transport programs, court support, all of that kind of stuff.
What's your workforce like?
We currently have 18 staff, full-time staff. So working in this particular program that we won the award for, we have three family support workers, which are supported by two programs team.
Yeah.
Administrative. The majority of the rest of our staff work in the housing sector across northern New South Wales.
Yeah.
We're very diverse. Organisation.
Yeah.
We are classified as a large corporation under the ORIC system. We just look at trying to identify the needs in our communities, looking at what the barriers are and working towards a sound resolution. For a lot of people, they're familiar with Tamworth.
Yeah.
In New South Wales, Country Music Festival. We're about 50 minutes sort of east-westerly from Tamworth. So
okay.
We're in the north west slopes and plains.
How are you yourself and your colleagues taking this recognition?
Look, we're very proud to receive the recognition. We're also a little bit modest. We don't overly like to take the, you know, all of the publicity. However, it's as I said previously, it's sound recognition of what our team do, and it's also a recognition for the clients that we work with, the hard work that they do. We couldn't have asked for anything better. It's wonderful to bring these issues to the table.
Yeah.
And this also allows us a platform to say, you know, we've found not the solution, but we found one part of a solution that works.
Yeah.
And to get recognition for that's fabulous. You know, over the previous 12 months, we've had 95.35% of our clients have not reoffended.
That's a huge percentage.
Yeah, so something's working.
And how do you achieve that?
The holistic approach, taking on the whole family, involving the whole family, ensuring that we are able to coordinate all of the services. We do a lot of case conferencing with other services.
Yeah.
Honesty, being honest and upfront with our clients and expecting that in return.
Yeah.
And not being, being non-judgmental. But we've looked at the ultimate question, why do people have so much trouble with the law? So we go back to perhaps childhood issues where cognitive assessments may not have been carried out, behavioural assessments, psychological assessments, disability identification. We have a lot of assessments done. We then look at the support from those assessments and we only set realistic goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are in partnership with our clients.
Yeah. Organisations that work usually out of rural and remote areas, one of the big weaknesses is actually having to cover a geographically very, very large area. How is your area, how big is it?
So our area covers a large geographical portion of northern New South Wales.
Yeah.
So for us, I think it's the longest round trip that we would have is about 840 kilometres.
From your base? So
from our base, yeah. So that's the round trip. So about 420 kilometres is the furthest distance that we cover in our area. We have noticed, though, over the last probably 9 months that a lot of our clients are actually coming from our own backyard, our own district.
Okay.
Our own immediate region, and we've also identified that across all of our clientele, right across the whole geographical area, that women are emerging as one of our higher numbers of clients.
Why is that?
So I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, I think if we knew the answer to that, that we would be able to resolve a lot of the issues.
Is that a sudden jump?
Some substance misuse may be an issue, and undiagnosed mental health is a huge issue.
Yeah.
We do have lack of service of mental health in our region. Yeah. It's hard to access mental health services beyond a, you know, one-off consultation. So our program provides the ability for people to have those further appointments and the necessary care and support that they need. Yeah, but we are thinking that that's the reason as to why a lot of women are emerging.
Okay.
Or it could be perhaps that they're getting good feedback about the program and what the guys do, and they just might be coming forward.
Okay. That could be an explanation. But also what I was thinking about is the increase, the Aboriginal women are the fastest growing population in the incarceral system. Would that be an explanation, or they just...
Absolutely. Yeah. As we all know, Indigenous peoples are overrepresented in incarceration, and the number of women is increasing every year.
Yeah.
So that could be the reason why.
Yeah. But you are there doing a good job and preventing. Really, the statistic you gave is outstanding. 93%.
95.35.
Well, even bigger, 95.35.
Yeah, we've only had 4.65% of clients that have
reoffended.
And the program's been running for 3 years.
Wow. No, that's excellent. Yeah. That shows a program that needs recognition, maybe. If it was me, funding and actually supporting just to deliver a service that is so well done.
That if there is anybody in our region or other regions that require the assistance that our program can provide, we may not be able to physically go to other people's communities and provide the one-on-one support that we do provide, but more than happy for people to contact us, and we'll certainly attempt to point them in the right direction of services within their own community that can provide them with similar support.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.